instance. Metro Morning's Apera de Bandari brings us the story of a Toronto bagpiper with a mission to bring new converts into his musical fold.
My name is Michael Gray, and I'm a bagpiper. One of my very earliest memories of the bagpipe was at the family cottage on Lake Massawippi in the Eastern Townships. And I remember being in the water this hot summer's day and this sound catching my ear. I remember stopping, and I remember the sound getting slowly louder and louder. This was the daughter of a family friend marching down the road, this long quarter-mile road, gradually coming to where the cottage is, because her father would want to make a grand entrance. Anyways, that grand entrance had a huge impact on me, and I think that sealed my fate to become a lifelong piper. The bagpipe is, in its purest form, a representative of the people who made it. It has no sharps, no flats, no rests, and has this drone sound. It's not exactly the most versatile instrument. It's all technique, it's all grace notes, it's all embellishments. And those embellishments tick along and are very, not just evocative, but really replicate in many ways the cadence of the Gaelic language. I can remember one time I was playing at the funeral of a good friend's mother. And this woman had Highland roots, and on top of that, the piece that I'd been asked to play wasn't the standard sorts of laments you hear at funerals. It was a special tune. It was a bagpipe version of a Gaelic song that had a connection to where this woman's family came from. Knowing how important that was helped me pull it together and deliver the music. I had the good fortune, I think, as luck would have it, to be brought up in Toronto. The sounds of that you'd hear on the radio and on local television, where you'd be exposed to Bollywood movies and Bhangra music and buzzy Polish programs, all those sounds, you know, it struck me as I matured and became proficient piper, you know, that you could draw from that and create something bigger, something very interesting and yet not a novelty. I'm trying, in the work I do, I'm trying wherever possible to be a missionary in promoting the bagpipe as something other than a novelty instrument, something other than a joke. And I think that represents, you know what, that's 21st century bagpipes.
And our thanks to Metro Morning's Apera de Bandari for that story.